how much of the U.S. healthcare tab can be traced to our system of malpractice suits? How much could be saved by capping liability in those suits? Advocates of doing that say we would save what doctors pay in premiums and pass along to their patients, and we would save on the cost of tests and prescriptions that are ordered in the practice of defensive medicine. We've reported on this program that all of that comes to just about 1% of healthcare costs. In an op-ed page article in the Sunday New York Times, former New Jersey Senator Bill Bradley wrote this: an estimated 10 cents of every healthcare dollar paid by individuals and companies goes for litigation and defensive medicine. 10%. It's a pretty big spread, so we've called on Ann Underwood, who's written about this for the New York Times blog Prescriptions. And Ann Underwood, does 10% sound right to you or too high?
From everything I have heard, 10% is too high, although it is a figure that is out there and circulating and seems to refuse to die. But the actuarial consulting firm Towers Perrin calculated in its 2008 report, that using 2007 data, that tort costs, which include both payments for medical malpractice insurance and trial costs, totaled $30.4 billion. Now, out of a $2 trillion healthcare system, it's somewhere around 1 to 1.5% of the total. It certainly is not 10%.
And 1.5% is a figure that the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, I gather, came to as well.
Correct. Then there's the issue of defensive medicine, which you raised, and this is a very difficult issue to put any sort of number on. It makes intuitive sense that we've certainly all been hearing that a major portion of costs in healthcare are due to the fact that doctors are ordering a lot of expensive tests that often aren't needed. And part of that reason, one could assume, could be fear of lawsuits. But part of it may also be fee schedules. Doctors get reimbursed for expensive tests. And probably the most important factor is that doctors tend to do what other doctors in their area are doing. There's a standard of care that they follow. And if that says you order these tests, then they order these tests. So it's very hard to tease out how much of that behavior might be due to defensive medicine.
I went to the factcheck.org website, and they attribute some of the higher estimates to a paper by two Stanford academics, one of whom, Mark McClellan, went on to serve very prominently in the Bush White House and at the FDA. And they wrote that malpractice reforms could lead to reductions of 5 to 9% in medical expenditures. There was a lot of going back over their numbers and disputing them, but that seemed to be one source of the higher
yes, estimate. That is true. That was a 1996 study. It was by Stanford economist Daniel Kessler, as well as Mark McClellan. And what they found, actually, using 1980s data, was that 5 to 7% of costs were attributable to that malpractice system that existed at the time. But then when they went back a number of years later, they published another study in 2002, and that's when they came up with that 2.5 to 3.5% figure. And they said that the costs had gone down because of HMOs, because of managed care.
Is it troubling to people following this debate that the estimates of this this element of our healthcare costs range so far?
It certainly is. But this is an argument that just won't go away, and in part because it makes so much intuitive sense to people, because we've all heard about frivolous lawsuits and we've all heard about outrageous jury awards. But the problem is that when it comes to medical malpractice, it's a very small portion of total healthcare costs. It certainly is part of the cost. There's no doubt about that. But according to the people I've spoken with who've studied this issue, it's certainly not driving the cost.
Ann Underwood, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
That's Ann Underwood, who is a contributor to the New York Times online blog, Prescriptions.